mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I got to sleep at 6 a.m. today. Got up at 8:30. But I feel good. I got some of the magic coffee beans in me. Had a cup of coffee starting to get into my bloodstream here. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I'm Alex Jones, your host. 4-hour debate last night on Coast to Coast AM. And before I got on there with Professor David Ray Griffin and Mike Levine and another individual, they had Mr. Reynolds on, one of the former high-level Bush administration officials, going over the evidence of controlled demolition. So I've probably gotten about 150 emails on it. I think two of them are negative. Everybody is saying that myself and David Ray Griffin handily won the debate. Out of all the calls they took before we got on and the hour of calls they took in the fourth, or it was actually the fifth hour, but the fourth hour of our debate, one person slightly disagreed with the view that the government was involved in the attacks. Almost all the callers agree with David Ray Griffin and myself. In fact, everybody but one person. And again, out of over 100 emails, I've got two emails here. That, folks, I got to tell you, and I've got a bunch of news I'm going to get into today, but I know a lot of you want to call in about the debate last night. You're welcome to do that at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to try to lean on the audience. Most people would not be doing a broadcast on 2 hours sleep. I also, of course, did my own radio show yesterday and a movie showing, a speech and question and answer. So I am really burning the candle at both ends. But I don't want to spend all day on it, but this former Nightline producer, individual, Peter Lance, continually, out of the gates, savaged me and tried to have personal attacks, which I ignored. That's just all he did, basically, was go after myself. And I really didn't even defend myself. I mean, I know people are frustrated by his behavior, and but he didn't really have any evidence to stand on. And he seemed panicked, very, very upset. And it went on and on and on. But the evidence did get out. A lot of key information did get out. And Coast to Coast AM is the second biggest radio show in the country. It goes Rush Limbaugh and then Coast to Coast AM. They have, 14 to 16 million listeners per hour. To give you an example, Bill O'Reilly in the hour of his show, highest ratings he ever gets, 2.7 million. MSNBC's latest top numbers, 232,000. Those were published 2 days ago. I mean, to give you an idea of the size of that audience on Coast to Coast AM, and George is a real gentleman, very fair. I'm very impressed by his courage to have David Ray Griffin and myself on. Mr. Levine agreed with us on about 80% of what we were bringing forward. He was a very gentlemanly fellow. But, again, I think I'll try to get Peter Lance on sometime if he really wants to have a real debate with me and not scream and yell and name call. Then, of course, then I was evil any time I would respond to him. You know. I mean, I would talk about Gulf of Tonkin. He'd call it a conspiracy theory. I mean, the LBJ presidential tapes have been released. I'd talk about Northwoods. I'd talk about anything, basically. And I'd talk about bin Laden being CIA. I mean, it just went on and on. He'd go, unbelievable, preposterous, just over and over and over again. It was an amazing, amazing debate. I tell you, it was 46 minutes into the first hour of the debate before I even got to chime in. And I was like a caged lion. But I controlled myself better than I thought I would. Hey, before you criticize the job I did for responding to Lance a little bit, walk a mile in my shoes.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, last night we had a historic debate on the second biggest radio show in the country, Coast to Coast AM, a special five-hour live show that George Norrie had. In the first 30 minutes, he had Mr. Reynolds, who, again, worked in the highest levels of the Bush administration, who's gone public about the clear evidence of controlled demolition and government complicity in 9/11. And then it was myself and Professor David Ray Griffin up against two other individuals. And I have to say that Mike Levine did a pretty good job, agreed with us on most issues, former DEA agent, covert operator, syndicated talk show host. Nice fella. I mean, he was there really to debate. I'm blown away by the savage attacks that I underwent by Peter Lance, the big-time ABC news producer. And but again, I mean, he had to do that because he couldn't debate the facts or the evidence of the issues. And I'm going to try to get him on this broadcast where it's just he and I for an hour or two, if he'll come on and do it. And we'll have a real debate where, you know, he just can't sit there in a name call. All that aside, again, I'll say it, George Norrie was extremely fair. And by the end of the night, I mean, it emerged that all the panelists believe the government had prior knowledge and stood to gain and let it happen. The only debate was, did they engineer it? And clearly they did. So I know we already have loaded phone lines with Scott and Elizabeth and Mark and Brett and many, many others that are patiently holding. I want to get into the president's problems. You know, he says he has all this political capital, but only 39% approve of his handling of the economy, 39% approve of his handling of the foreign policy, 37% approve of his handling of the Iraq war, only 25% of his handling of Social Security. Only the campaign against terrorism gets the approval of more than half those questioned. That's through fear and mind control. White House is castigating Durbin's comments on Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo being a death camp. Well, a bunch of people have died in there, and they are torturing them. That's admitted. So we'll talk about it. Halliburton to build new $30 million Guantanamo facility. So they're going to expand it, not shut it down. And plus, it's a red herring. That's just the public theater. They got over 100 camps all over the planet, including 32 in Iraq. U.S. lied to Britain over use of napalm in Iraq war. 11th Circuit Court of Appeals allows RICO suit involving illegal aliens. This is very good news. Israel to build underwater barrier to prevent attacks. But we can't even have a fence in this country. And all of these earthquakes in California, I mean, they had another big one last night. It's getting scary. Are these just tremors before something bigger? Also, a lot of cuts in the federal government. And then we talk about cuts. Really, the budget's ballooning. But future giant laser threatened by cuts. Also, two PETA employees arrested on animal cruelty charges in North Carolina. Hundreds of dead animals thrown into these bins. They've been caught doing it before, but this time a whole bunch of dead animals. And I know somebody who worked for PETA, pretty high level. And she quit when she found out they gobbled cheeseburgers in the back room. It was like a religious sacrament to gobble meat. It's like a weird euthanasia of animal cult. They would like pressure employees to kill their animals. I'm not kidding. We'll probably be having an individual on next week. This is out of the Associated Press. Two Hampton Roads employees of Northrop-based People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals have been charged in North Carolina with animal cruelty after dumping dead dogs and cats in a shopping center garbage bin, police said Thursday. Investigators staked out the bin after discovering the dead animals had been dumped there every Wednesday for the past 4 weeks, and it totaled in the hundreds. Police found 18 dead animals just in one dumping, and 13 more in a van registered to PETA. The animals were from animal shelters in Northampton and Bertle counties in North Carolina, police said. The two were picked up animals to be brought back to PETA headquarters for euthanization, PETA President Ingrid Newkirk said Thursday. So they go out and get animals and then come and kill them. And I know someone who worked in that office. They were constantly being pressured to kill their cats and dogs. I mean, their own personal animals, folks. This is bizarro. These guys are a pack of loons. Neither police nor PETA offered any theory of why the animals might have been dumped. Local officials and veterinarians said they were told that PETA would find homes for the animals, not euthanize them. I mean, think of the trouble they went through to go get these animals, to kill them. PETA has scheduled a news conference for Friday afternoon to discuss the charges. And again, just multiple cases of dumping. Even before they first got the reports, they've now found out about a bunch of other cases. I have several articles on this. Very weird. And I've mentioned this before. Look, I'll just be honest with you. My wife was offered a book deal, a very lucrative one, 5 years ago, and I told her to turn it down because I didn't want to get involved in all of this. But let's just be honest. My wife worked for PETA. She was young. She'd been at college at UT, been college in Europe, and she'd come back to Norfolk, and they recruited her out of college. Oh, she loved animals. Oh, we're just going to save little puppies. They showed her the slaughterhouse footage, and she went and worked for them for, I don't know, a couple of years. She's very famous. She's the lady that threw red paint on people and dead raccoons. She's the lady that, you know, went to Japan. I mean, she's been on more TV and radio in some cases than I have. And that's something I've never talked about. I just say I have sources in PETA. And, of course, now she eats meat and knows it's all propaganda. She doesn't eat a lot of meat, but she's a very intelligent lady. She was young, loves animals, a very caring, compassionate person. And I might as well, I guess, I don't know why we didn't do that book. And we had the deal, the book deal. Because some big publishers have been doing research on individuals and knew about some of her private statements. And we were contacted. I mean, we had the deal ready to be inked, and we turned down a lot of money. Just because I said, we got to fight the New World Order. We got to fight government-sponsored terrorism. We got bigger fish to fry. But this does show just the craziness of the eugenics and the bioethicist crowd. They're big supporters of Dr. Peter Singer, who calls babies mackerel and old people worthless and retarded children subhuman. And he's at Princeton and gets all this funding. So, I mean, they're big supporters of him. They're extinctionist. And the stories my wife told me, folks, what I've told you is the tip of the iceberg. And she didn't learn this till she'd been there, I don't know, a year or a half or so, and they wanted her, you know, to move up and to be part of their, you know, their higher level structure with Ingrid Newkirk there at PETA. And when she saw it, I mean, it blew her away, gobbling cheeseburgers in the back room, again, as like some type of religious sacrament, gobbling meat. Just she was totally blown away, pressuring the people to kill their animals. And quite frankly, I just didn't want to get tied up in some big rat snarl with them. But, I mean, here it is. She told me this. She said that she found out they go out to animal shelters. She never did this, but she started, you know, I mean, it was like a weird movie or something. You know, some weird mystery movie. They would go out and get animals from animal shelters, and then, oh, now we have to euthanize them. She's like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to be, you know, around this. Oh, boy. I don't know. That was probably 10 years ago. All right. So there. I've talked about it. And if she wants to come on, she's welcome to. She wanted to come on today, and I said, let's think about it. And, well, now I've thought about it, and now I've spilt the beans. But that's, I mean, these people are out of control, folks. They could care less about animals. It is a eugenics propaganda arm. There's a bunch of other news here, but we're going to go to your calls now and talk about 9/11. Talk about whatever issues you wish to discuss. Scott in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'd just like to congratulate you on a very well job done last night on Coast to Coast. I listened to like the first 2 hours of it before I fell asleep. But anyways, on your movie Masters of Terror, you gave out the White House switchboard number, you know? I called that yesterday, and I left a pleasant message for President Bush, if you would.
Well, that's a clip in the film from 2 months before 9/11 when I said, call the White House, tell them don't use their CIA asset Bin Laden to attack the World Trade Center.
Yeah, well, I didn't use the exact type thing, whatever, but ever since 9/11 has been done now, I told them that he better come clean of 9/11, and I told them that I'm a 14-year-old kid who's who probably like the future of this nation, every single kid's the future of this nation, and that I'm not going to have some tyrant take away our liberties. And I said that if my life's ever threatened or anything like that, I'll be ready to take up arms and start shooting people. If he has like a
Well, sir, please don't talk like that, and I appreciate your call. Let me advise you, never call any government servant and say things like that. I know you're 14, you're angry. President Bush is just a puppet. And I could hear it in your voice. Boy, I just knew that was going there. You better hope they don't have caller ID and don't trace that back to you. Okay? That is the last thing you want to do. All right? And I know you don't mean the things you just said. So, Scott, again, I'm not trying to castigate you or put you down. You're young, and you just need to be careful, and you don't need to get hot-headed about all of this. And, of course, I'm the pot calling the kettle black. This is all very upsetting. We should be upset about it. We'll come back and talk to Elizabeth Mark, Brett Russell, many, many others, 1-800-259-9231. We, for the debate last night, put a special 9/11 retrospective up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.net. Be sure and check the site. It'll only be like that for another day or so. Then it'll go back to the normal full news format. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's take a lot of calls here. Go through a lot of listeners that want to respond to any of the news I mentioned or the debate last night. Elizabeth in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome.
I heard last night, or at least most of it, and while you say you thought that George Norrie was, you know, fair, I think he only did a fair job of controlling what Mr. Lance, wasn't that his name? Lance, was it?
Yes.
He may have tried, but that guy not only talked over you, which is not an easy feat, Alex, right, to talk over you because you express yourself well, but that guy no matter how many documents you presented, facts you presented, he not only made light of it, he tried to make fun of it, rip it apart, and when George Norrie said no attacks, he kept attacking. And you didn't attack, at least a portion I heard, and I heard most of it.
Well, he finally attacked in the special fifth hour, 20 minutes towards the end, one more time, and George just said, that's it, cut him off, let me, didn't even let the other guy really respond, and then let me have basically the final word. And
that's
then
good. That's
all
good.
The callers came in after that and said, man, what's wrong with that Lance guy? Look, I mean, this always happens, too. When, you know, when somebody comes over and basically attacks somebody, they'll go, oh, you guys stop fighting. I wasn't attacking him.
No, you weren't.
He continued to just go, oh, conspiracy theories, crazy, blah. And I'm like, well, here's the document.
And over, you presented the documents, how they were doing operative things beforehand. You were talking about that, planes going into, you know, the buildings. He was just didn't want to hear it. And, you know, the same thing was done to Dave Von Kleist when he was on, and with his film, too. And they just don't want this stuff to get out. Well, I'm glad you persevered, and you did an excellent job. But I'll tell you what, no matter how nice George Norrie is, he did have a problem in the first couple of hours with that guy. Now, the rest of them, like you said, were reasonable. That Levine fellow was very nice. A lot of them don't have the knowledge you have, but at least they have some control. That guy was totally out of control. And if you go back on, I hope, because he said from time to time he was going to have you on, I hope he just gets you on and lets you give the facts without competing with someone like that that obviously was a government operative, in my opinion.
Well, we don't know that, but I mean,
well, what was his job? You said he had a job.
Well, I mean, he was an ABC producer for Nightline. He is a you know, award winner of Emmys. I think five of them. The guy was in all sorts of weird covert actions for the media. You know, in Vietnam.
Why, that's why I said a co-op.
He's got a scary resume.
Yeah, he does.
And then I didn't know who the guy was. I'd heard him once before on the radio. I didn't know, but I'm not going to say he's a Fed, but, I mean, he was frothing.
Well, he was frothing, and he had absolutely no facts to dispute anything you said, Alex. Nothing.
Well, so, you know, I said that there was no way I could be beaten in a debate, not because I'm special, but because we have the facts, we have the truth. All that could happen was name-calling.
The only thing is, when someone does what he does and talks over you, and which he did in the beginning, and keeps at it, and keeps tearing you apart, then those facts are ignored, unfortunately, no matter how good they are. You did an excellent job. I hope you get back on this time. I hope you can request just to get on and present, you know, the material you have.
Well, tell George that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Mark in West Virginia. Mark, go ahead.
Greetings, Alex. Did a great job last night. A long-time listener. I used to call in pretty frequently, but I decided to give other people a chance, so I haven't called for a year or so. I have a few quick points here I'd like to mention.
Sure.
About 9/11. You blew a hole in the government story the size of Texas last night. Did a really good job on that. I was impressed that everybody on that panel seemed to agree that the government story about 9/11 is a total fabric of lies. That impressed me. I was also impressed that everyone seemed to agree that there were pre-positioned explosives in Building 7 of the World Trade Center.
And did you hear how Lance dealt with that? He said, oh, I'm sure they just put them in there beforehand, you know, for national security or something. I mean, what?
What do you think about all the federal employees going into work at sensitive locations around the country today, thinking about whether their building's already packed with explosives?
You know, I was thinking that last night. I mean, there's no way to spin this. All I was doing was going off government documents, and then he would shoot his mouth off about how it wasn't true. I'm going to get him on here.
Yeah. One more thing, Alex. I'm wondering how many people consider that all four hijacked planes actually did have bombs on them the way the terrorists said they did. Because that would explain a lot about the Pennsylvania plane exploding in the air, the Pentagon plane disappearing.
There's a lot we don't know, but thanks for the call, Mark. Good to hear from you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985 and what, the third hour, 9.975, I forget. And at night at 3210. And, of course, as I mentioned, on the web at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net. We're about to go back to Brett and Randy. And is that Russell? I'm sorry. Brett, Ron, Rick, and many, many others that are patiently holding. When you hear one caller hang up, or when we're done with one caller, you're welcome to call in at 1-800-259-9231. There's a lot of other news I want to get into, like the approval ratings plunging, some good news on illegal immigration, some bad news on the Bill of Rights and Constitution, just a bunch of other issues we will get to. But obviously, folks want to talk about one of the most anticipated radio debates ever. I mean, just promoted for months and months by Coast to Coast AM. Bottom line, if you're tuning in for the first time, I never really had a chance last night to plug my video, Martial Law. About half the film is up on Infowars.com for free. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a monthly subscription, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day, folks, and get all 12 of my films, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, a bunch of other great documentary films we've been authorized to post, all of my weekly TV reports I do every week. That, by the way, the TV show is One Best of Austin. It's, you know, a pretty good TV show. Now you can get it nationwide. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv.
TV, 15 cents a day, and that helps fund all our websites and the webmasters, the three webmasters I've got. Really four if you count my wife, but you know, she isn't somebody who, she doesn't get paid by all this. So. But prisonplanet.tv, or if you want to get a hard copy of Martial Law, a preeminent 9/11 film. It is my most powerful video, 3 hours long, a veritable mini-series. The toll-free number to call and order it is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to InfoWars.com, link through to the SecureSafe shopping cart, look at all the different specials we're offering, $18 off on three tape specials, in some cases upwards of 75% off on my videos. Just check it out or call that number and ask about the specials. I just want to say this before we go back to calls. Day one on 9/11... you were a conspiracy theorist, nut, evil demon in league with Lucifer. Worse than the devil. If you said the government even had prior knowledge. Now everyone admits it. Everyone knows it. The government won't even debate it. They admit it. So even people that disagree with me, who want to debate me, they have to admit the government had prior knowledge and stood the game. We've already gone that far. And already my view and the evidence, the fact of government complicity, a criminal element of the government, the shadow government, which is now public, was involved in the attacks, carried them out. There's no way to debate it. No way to get around it. You can run, but you can't hide. So I think it's interesting that both the individuals who were there supposedly debating myself had to agree with about 80% of what I was saying. All right, let's go back to the calls. Brett in Kansas. Brett, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I was on your show a little, probably 3 weeks ago, talking about Lee Hamilton, my confrontation with him. I sent you that DVD. I hope you got it. Hope you can put it on the internet because it'll give your listeners a...
Is it marked Lee Hamilton?
I think it is, yeah.
Again, that's the chief whitewasher. I've got to look in the pile of stuff and see. I must have missed it in the mail. When did you send it?
Probably a week and a half ago.
Okay, then I'm sure it's in the stack I haven't gotten to yet. Thank you. And, yes, you confronted Lord Hamilton when he came to your town, one of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission people?
Yeah, I watched that video of him on C-SPAN and all the callers calling in. A lot of them asked the same questions I did, and the responses that he gave were textbook exactly the same in both instances. Like, he compared Abraham Lincoln both times, the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, how we're still arguing over that both times. He just said a lot of the same things. And I really hope you can get that up on the internet.
In the past they'd use Kennedy, but now because 92% of us know the truth, they don't use the Kennedy example. Oh, you're like those nuts that think the government killed Kennedy.
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. You did a great job last night. I listened to the whole thing, and you and David Ray Griffin definitely won the debate. So,
did you hear the special fifth hour?
Yes, I did.
When Lance wouldn't stop frothing, so Nori just cut it off?
Yeah, I don't know what that guy's problem was. I don't think he was a Fed. I just think he's got his eyes closed a little bit because he did mention how one of his friends died on the 78th floor, and a lot of people, it's just really hard to get through to them no matter how many government
doctors. Well, he was clearly trying to pull on heartstrings there. People are trying to call him a Fed. I don't want to say that. But he's certainly the best friend they've got.
Definitely.
Because they've got to have an apologist that admits most of what we already know is true. You understand the old line, none of it's true, the government knew nothing, they had nothing to gain. No one buys that.
That's right. Alex, I've got a lot of liberal friends here in the town I live in, and they're the first ones to make excuses for the government and make excuses for Bush, how fascism could never happen in America and how the government could have never been involved in 9/11. And I think people just need to open their eyes, man.
They do. Good job. Good job, and thanks for sending me your confrontation with Lord Hamilton. By the way, yesterday I never got to it. The New York Observer, very respected, real muckrakers, We know that Rupert Murdoch made power alliances with George Bush before the election, alliances with other leaders in the past to boost them. Alliances, he made it a public alliance to help get Tony Blair into office, the big gun-grabbing socialist, but he's pro-war, so he's good. Now, those two have been meeting secretly, and it looks like he may be coming out for Hillary, and suddenly Fox News will be telling you how wonderful she is. I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. And Barbara Bush is calling Bill Clinton her son now. Not just that he vacations with him, eight times in the last year. It's not just that he's a surrogate member of the family, Boston Globe. Well, they've always been narcotics dealers together, going back to MENA. It's all staged, folks, okay? So just get that through your heads. Out there, the so-called liberals that just can't figure it out. And then the so-called conservatives that think Bush is a conservative. Let's go to Russell in Florida. Go ahead, sir.
It's just one big, happy, elite, evil family, isn't it, Alex?
He's my son, she says.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
I know. Disgusting. I want to thank you for an excellent job last night. I listened to the whole thing, and I think you did a great job. You came out with a right uppercut to the jaw knockout with your first opening statement. And
I had to listen to Lance rattle for 45 minutes before I got to talk.
Alex, you know, he was the best friend of the feds last night. When he admitted that there were charges put in that building after he couldn't disprove it, and then said it's standard operating procedure because of black ops and black ops budget, did he not admit right then to foreknowledge and complicity and planning? I mean...
Well, I don't want to make it all about that guy. I'm going to try to get him on.
Yeah.
I hope he'll come on. But, I mean, he really did viciously savage me. Over and over again with charges that weren't true. And, you know, the very things he was spewing clearly is what he was borderline guilty of.
Oh, absolutely. That was what I was referring to. He was calling you a conspiracy nut when, in fact, he was creating his own...
He's calling me a slanderer.
Yeah, slanderer.
And then I would say, what am I slandering?
You notice how he launched the personal... He started the personal attack.
It was pell-mell. It just didn't stop. And I finally said, look, I will not defend myself. I'm not going to be diverted by you.
And
it was like having a pit bull grab my leg every 5 seconds.
You did a great job. I like one other thing he said that, you know, by blaming the shadow government, you're doing an injustice to this because we're never going to get anything solved.
He called it a conspiracy theory. There's no shadow government. And then I started reading Washington Post, Austin Chronicle articles, and then he really blew up.
Well, what exactly did he think was going to be solved by blaming minions underneath for incompetence? How is that going to solve what happened on 9/11?
The spin was an overdrive. They play a clip of an informant admitting the FBI cooked the bomb for the First World Trade Center bombing and then say that proves government idiocy. Well, what?
You notice diversion by both guests. I like Levine, although I think they were trying to divert off of 9/11 back to that... fundamental Arab terrorists are the ones that caused this.
I got to say, I was impressed with Levine, though. I mean, he was a nice guy, and, you know, he agreed with a lot of stuff we said.
But it seems like they just tried to divert it back to that rationale that this was, you know, that the Al-Qaeda is evil and that it's their, you know, enemy number one.
Well, I'm the guy always being accused of frothing. This Lance guy was just wild.
Yeah, he was. I have one quick question for you, Alex. Based on what we see with Bush's approval ratings and the fact that they seem to be losing now at every little turn, you from your sources and from what you can see out there, do you see another potential big terrorist attack happening this summer?
Yes, and then they'll say, see, we were right, shut up. And, oh, you stood up against our Patriot Act and you didn't let us protect ourselves and you caused this. Look, sir, I don't know how long you've been listening, but I said on 9/11. I said, this is sloppy. This is meant to come out by the European owners of America. They're going to try to use this show and myself and others to expose who was involved, but compartmentalize it to it was just Bush, and then use that to demonize America. No, that's why it is a group above our government.
So you see something happening in this year? I mean, based on
I don't like
sources.
To look. There would have already been a terror attack, but we exposed who was behind
right.
it. You were effective. You listened. You knew how important this was. You guys are changing history. I don't know what's going to happen, but They're in a corner right now, and I said it was a catch-22. If we wouldn't have exposed them, they would have already carried out more terror and set up absolute dictatorship.
Right.
If we do expose them, you know, it's either or. It goes either way. Then if we do expose them, they're in a worse position, but then they've got to carry out an attack to smokescreen that. Unless it's so obvious, then they'll be then they'll go into paralysis.
Well, what better way to create a massive diversionary attack and then say, see, you know, this is what we need to do. We need to be fighting this war, and we need, you know, thousands of Americans have been killed.
Well, I mean, Dick Cheney's out saying this is going to happen. They're all out there saying it. Thanks for the call. I mean, no, it's look, this is for all the marbles, folks. I mean, I said it last night. I've looked into getting my family out of the country. I'm not going to leave. My family probably won't because there's nowhere to run. It's a new world order. But, you know, my children can't do anything to fight the new world order. And, you know, I'll stay here in Nazi Germany if things keep getting worse. But I don't know. It's just, I mean, folks, this is real. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is not a game. You know, I look death in the mirror every day. All right? And it's unspeakable. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe that I'm in the middle of this, at the forefront of this. I never imagined this is the most bizarre development in my life and all our lives you could imagine. But it's just proof is stranger than fiction. Just, I pray to God to heal this land. I pray to God to expose the truth and to protect this country because of the good people that are left here. I think people are seeking God's face, and I think some miraculous things are happening, and just praise God. God, folks, is such a comforter. For those that aren't religious and don't love Christ, you know, I'm just sorry. You just don't know the comfort in this very treacherous times we live in. You know, on this tiny little ledge I'm on, and we're all on. Oh, my fortress, my comforter, my strength, my sword, my breastplate, the helmet, everything. It just, to face this, it takes courage. I know it does. I want to thank all the stations that carry us and are brave and love freedom and love the truth. I want to thank all the sponsors. I want to thank all of you, the listeners. I want to thank the people at the GCN Radio Network for letting me tell the truth. I'm just blessed. You're blessed. We're in this fight. We can win it. But we've got to chin up, move forward. Brett in Missouri. Go ahead, Brett. No, another Brett.
Morning, Alex. Like to commend you on your performance last night. I caught the whole thing. It was excellent. I'm going to try to burn through my comments really quick. I don't want to take up any more time than I have to. I'm going to give Nori, overall, excellent. Mr. Dittohead brags about how he does excellence in broadcasting. For the most part, Nori is doing a great job, and I commend his courage for taking on.
No, I mean, I got to say it. I mean, there's a reason it's the second biggest radio show in the country. I don't agree with a lot of stuff on the show, but I think he was very fair last night. He did a really good job.
And second thing I wanted to point out is, overall, in spite of the opposition that you faced, I think it's a very powerful statement that everybody, like all the other callers have reiterated, everybody agreed that the story is a crock. And I think that's going to go a long way, and I think that's going to do good to encourage people to look into the story further. And the last thing I wanted to say was there was a caller on after you, after George cut everybody off, and it's a regular caller to your show. And
yeah, it was John from Ohio. He should have been on the panel. Total precision.
Okay, I recognize the voice, but I wasn't sure who it was. I also wanted to commend him because he brought up a good point, and I think it will be good for the people who might have been on the opposition side, on Lance's side. He brought up the point that an operation of this precision, and we're supposed to believe that it was run by a couple of guys in caves. And
well, he also pointed out something that I tried to get out of my mouth three times and was interrupted by Lance at every turn. Northwoods talks about putting CIA agents on planes to stage their deaths, have those planes land, and then have drones fly out and be shot down to be blamed on a foreign country.
Yeah, he did an excellent job.
His Northwoods is incredible, folks.
His knowledge of Northwoods was far beyond. I'm only been into the movement for a couple of years, so my education is continuing every day and will be continuing until I go see the man upstairs. And, you know, we're dealing with so much corruption and so much evil. I think all of us are learning constantly. And but I really commend him for bringing that up. I think that was a point that, like I said, for the people who might have been in favor of Lance. I think that was a real point that they can think about.
No, it was a coup de grace. It couldn't have been a better first caller. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
In today's New York Sun, there's a very interesting topic about the centralization. They want to make a federal database, a unified system, to centralize medical records. And ironically, the headline states that Bill Frist, of course, majority leader in the Senate, and Senator Clinton have teamed up, and they're on this issue together. They're on the same page. What you're talking about is the left and the right-wing servants of the New World Darkness are agreeing on something which will affect all Americans negatively. Now, the first question we really have to ask is, what is a compelling need as to why the federal government feels the need to impose a national medical database of unified systems? Now, they put it under the auspices that... Could you hold me over? I hear the music.
Yeah, of course I will.
Okay.
We'll be right back, 800-259-9231, prisonplanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when. Act now. Call for your free catalog. Toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. All the great guests, your wonderful calls, all the news and information, my analysis. By the way, when my rebroadcast ends at midnight Central tonight, Coast to Coast AM will kick back off, and it's going to be open phones tonight. Your chance to respond to what you heard last night, I suggest you call in if you've got comments about 9/11. Let's go ahead and go back to Ron, then we'll go to Rick, Steve, Nick, Wesley, and many others, and there's a bunch of other news coming up the next hour. Go ahead. You're on the air, Ron.
So as I was saying, so we now have Bill Frist and Hillary Clinton together on trying to create a national medical database. Of course,
well, they're together, all these grand databases. They're together on open borders. They're together on gun control. They're together, I mean, seven of the so-called nine conservative judges. Well, they're really liberals.
I love the way that they sell it, though. When they asked Hillary Clinton about the privacy issue in the Sun, the New York Sun, she said, oh, well, she has an abiding concern for privacy, and we'll need the same people who designed the military software to be in on that board to protect privacy.
What about the Observer? What about the Observer admitting that she's meeting secretly, routinely, with Rupert Murdoch?
Well, because they're trying to, I guess, prep Hillary to be your next president. That's why. She will be the next servant. She'll be the next minion to this new dark world order.
It's very scary. They're having all these straw polls where she's ahead. She's actually wildly unpopular.
I know, but they're trying to promote that impression so everybody will foolishly go out and think, well, I don't want to be one of the outsiders. And
exactly. That's the mass psychology.
Right. That's
it's called a push poll.
That's what they're doing, and they're doing that because...
Hey, did you hear the debate last night?
In part, I did, yes. I unfortunately, because it runs in the wee hours in the New York market, I fell asleep at some point, but I did hear part of it, yes.
What did you think?
Well, they had one guy that was there whose basic job, I think, was to try and distort the picture, but he really didn't prevail because yourself and most of the other panelists really weren't on the same page as him. I'm only sorry about one thing with these when they have these debates or they have these panels on George Noori, that they don't get that shirt off guy on Noori with you and some of these other panelists. I don't think he's probably too frightened to appear in the same show with you.
I told him I'd be happy to debate him, and yeah, I think he's sneaking about. I know he won't come on this broadcast.
But I would like to see that matchup. But Alex, getting back to what I was saying about this, are the American people so stupid that they now need Big Brother to provide them with a medical database? You can't go to
sir,
you need to tell him?
Ron, you already know that for, what, 4 or 5 years, every medical prescription you get is instantly uploaded to the government. You know that all the, I mean, USA Today admits when you order a pizza from a major chain, they're getting 20% of fines and fees, and it goes through a Homeland Security database for just basic misdemeanor warrants.
And let me tell you something.
Folks, that's not a joke, by the way. Go ahead.
No, it isn't a joke. And let me tell you something, Alex. As you know, I come out of law enforcement. I'm going to tell something to the American public listening to your broadcast, all right? We database things. We always hide under the smoke screen of trying to help you. It's not what we're out to do. It's not there to help.
Thanks for the call, Ron. It's all about control. Rick in Nevada. Go ahead, Rick.
Excellent job last night, Alex.
Thank you.
R. McClellan, the father of the White House press secretary, Scott McClellan, a year or two ago, probably more like 2 years ago, flipped something by the radar of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Maybe didn't slip past your personal radar, but he said, we got our JFK assassination bonuses. And he said it as though it were just matter of fact, and as though he weren't even cognizant of the evil that he was involved in.
Well, no, we had McClellan on, LBJ's personal lawyer. We've had his mistress on, all of them, LBJ's mistress, and, you know, he about how they killed Kennedy, I mean.
And this morning, Peter Lance also seemed not to be cognizant of the evil which he, can I hold over over after?
Yeah, I'll let you finish. We're only 70 seconds away when we hit this break from the second hour of worldwide transmission.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.